Hello, hello, this is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello everyone and welcome to Stranger Waves. This is Harrison, and you just heard The Shape I'm In by the band performed during the concert that has been dubbed The Last Waltz. And yeah, it's an excellent song. Backstory behind it's pretty depressing, but I'm not gonna go get into that right now. Important thing is I'm happy to be back. Took a month off, just to, you know, recoup, take some time, enjoy myself. But I'm back. I'm gonna be back every week from now on, 1 to 2. Might bump it to 12 to 2 if I'm feeling up for it, because that slot's open, but we'll see. So, yeah, I'm going to be here for a while, and I hope you all tune in. But I got some really great music today. The last few shows I did were all about the Dead's Spring 77 tour. We're moving away from that now, so I have a lot of music that's kind of built up over that period when I wasn't able to play it on air because I was, you know, doing the themed shows. And so this week is a lot of that stuff. Just a lot of like what I've been listening to on my own time. It's a good hodgepodge of stuff, and I hope that you will all enjoy it. Up next, got something real fun. A song called El Malo by Willie Colon and Hector Lavoe from an album called Crime Pays, which is a compilation of Willie Colon's early work. It's called salsa dura, which is a genre I hadn't actually heard of until I was looking into this. Basically, it's salsa music that's in a much less rigid structure, so it kind of sounds a lot like jazz in areas, and there's a lot of areas for kind of improvisation and stuff like that. It's really fun stuff. This is El Malo. Enjoy.
Quien se llama el malo, no hay ni discusión. El malo de aquí soy yo, porque tengo corazón.
That was El Malo by Willie Colon off Crime Pays. Really fun little compilation album. Definitely worth checking out if you enjoyed that. It's got a lot of really great tracks on it. Yeah, stuff you find out in record stores, right? It's great. Up next, got one of my favorite Allman Brothers tracks that I haven't played on the show for whatever reason. So this is a Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers. Enjoy. Yes, I don't think there's much that I could say about that track that hasn't already been said, but that was Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers Band off of their self-titled album. Good stuff. So, who was watching the game last night? Hopefully most of you were. It was great. I'm feeling really good about this series. I wasn't feeling great going in, I will be honest, but after watching the first two games, a couple of things have become aggressively clear. Number one, even if Jokic gives us 41, which he did last night, we can still win, which is insane. I didn't think that was possible. Best player in the world giving you over 40 and still winning is pretty insane. But more so, I like what I'm seeing from Bam. I don't care if he's shooting 30%, 25%, whatever it is. I want him to keep being aggressive. This is the difference maker in this series, I think. If he is in the paint, putting up hook shots, doing stuff, you know, trying to put pressure on Jokic to actually have to defend him, it's going to make a pretty big difference. I'm waiting for playoff Jimmy to show back up. It's been like 7 games since we've seen him, so I'm hoping that that turns around pretty soon. But love what I saw from Caleb Martin. Love what I saw from Gabe Vincent last night. Duncan Robinson, man, what a turnaround. The thing that I didn't realize, in his $90 million contract, which I've been dragging through the mud since it was signed, there's a clause that stipulates that a lot of that money is tied up in playing in 75% of playoff games and winning the and $10 million of that $90 million is tied up in winning the finals. I have never seen a player turn around like this. Because normally what happens is you get some guy who was never a big prospect, gets signed to an NBA team, shows out, right? Either he's a great shooter, inside score, whatever it is. You give him a lot of money, then that talent starts to deteriorate, and most of the time, it's the last contract they'll ever get. Duncan Robinson has proved me wrong. I thought that he was basically just an anchor for our team, and not in a good way. I really thought he was holding us back because, you know, having $90 million in cap tied up in this dude who isn't a good player makes it really hard for us to trade. His trade value was incredibly low before going into the postseason, but I have been more than impressed with what I've seen, and I really, really feel good about the 2 games coming back to Miami. We really just got to stick to what we did last night. Also, Kevin Love guarding Aaron Gordon and being able to switch on to Michael Porter Jr. is huge. That was a really good adjustment by Spo. I like that a lot. But yeah, I'm still kind of processing that this is even the finals because this team does not feel like it should be in the finals. But they are, and so I'm gonna ride with them until the wheels fall off. But you know, so yeah. And but the best part about the finals is my family, who doesn't really watch basketball, they're all watching it. Jonathan's watching it. My mom's watching it. My dad's watching it, which I think is funny because I've been watching them all regular season. Been with this team. I know them well. But I think it's cool that once playoffs come around, you know, more people start tuning in because it really is a lot of fun. So, yeah. And we have the Stanley Cup tonight, I believe, at 8 o'clock. Yeah, go Panthers. Go Kitties. Yeah, that's all I got to say. So let's get right back to the music. Got some Bob Marley up next, specifically off of Kaya. This is Satisfy My Soul. Enjoy.
My boat,
don't rock my boat,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't
no,
rock
no,
my boat,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
I'm
boat.
I'm telling you that, oh. I feel like
All right, that was Satisfy My Soul by Bob Marley and the Wailers off of Kaya. Got the first long one of the show up next. I don't know about you guys, but I have been listening to all of the Dead & Company shows so far for the summer tour as they've been coming out, and I have been incredibly impressed with what I've heard. They're playing with new life, it seems. This came out of nowhere, because last year I saw them twice, right? Gillette was incredible, but I chalked up a lot of that to the circumstances of the show, you know, getting rained out and then playing like a 3-hour marathon set after that, that I really attributed how much I love that show to kind of the circumstances around it. Because when I saw them at Hartford, it was like night and day. They were slow, they were out of it. It just sounded uninspired. It didn't seem like they wanted to be there. So I was worried coming into this tour, but from what I've heard so far, the change to Jay Lane, who I've seen twice with the band, night and day difference. He's playing with speed, he's keeping the band up, and the big thing for me, though, has been the set lists. They've been getting really, really creative with openers, closers, you know, kind of sandwiches, what they're playing. They've been doing solo Fire on the Mountains, for example, which I haven't seen them doing in, like, ever, I don't think. Outside of when that song first came out, it's really good stuff. I'm super excited for Two Nights at Fenway. One of the highlights from one of the more recent shows, I believe, was Raleigh on June 1st, was a Bird song, which happened to be played in the rain, that everybody was kind of freaking out about, and I listened to. It's really, really good. Problem is, it's just shy of 20 minutes, so I won't have time to play it on the show. So I'm gonna play my favorite Bird song from the original band. This is from 1972 in Vinita. And yeah, it's a beautiful track. Gives me goosebumps every time. Enjoy.
Don't. the bird would hit her sing. All I know, she sang a little while and then flew on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you. Snow and rain. If you hear that same sweet song again, you know why. Anyone who sings to so sweet is passing by.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
All right, so you just heard from Willie Nelson, a little PSA. And before that, you heard Birdsong, which is... it's great. That whole Vanita concert is so good. I'm sure at some point this summer I'm going to do a show about it, because it's just... it's legendary for a reason. It helped save a yogurt company. And also features some of the Dead's best playing in the early 70s. Frankly, I think a lot of it eclipses some of the stuff on the Europe 72 tour, but that's a discussion for another day, I guess. For those of you who don't know, the song is also about Janis Joplin, who was a close friend of the band, and even according to Bobby, even to this day, her and Pigpen apparently had a thing going on, which I think is pretty funny. But, you know, she was an incredibly close friend of the band, and, you know, the song, I think, is a pretty loving tribute to her. Because, you know, unfortunately, she, you know, passed away very, very, very young. But, you know, it's how it goes in the music industry sometimes, so. And, pivoting from that kind of, you know, sad topic, here is the only song I could possibly play after that PSA. This is Stoned Out of My Mind by John Holt. Enjoy. That was Stoned Out of My Mind by John Holt off of one of my favorite reggae albums, Thousand Volts of Holt. which is full of pop covers and a lot of other fun stuff. There's even a Girl from Ipanema cover on there, which is pretty great. But Stone Out of My Mind is one of my favorites. The main reason I wasn't on last week, even though I was in town, first 2 weeks I missed, I was back in Florida. Last week I took off because I had gotten back late from a concert where I saw King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the first time, which was crazy. I'm kind of sad it was at a festival and not like a dedicated show of theirs, because I feel like they definitely, you know, they were cut short and crowd was a little different, but it was fun going all 3 days of this festival and kind of seeing, you know, the different crowds that showed up for each day. And it was pretty clear on day three who the Gizzard fans were. They put on an incredible, incredible show. Got two songs that I wanted back to back to open it, which I thought was just insane and worked out very well. Had a ton of fun. Easily the best band that I saw that week by a pretty significant margin. But I love them. Everything I've heard about them live, everything I've heard of their live material is all true. They're absolutely incredible. They're on a different level than most other bands at the moment. And if you ever get the chance to see them, even if you don't know their music, go check them out. It's going to be an incredible live performance. You're going to have a great time. So one of the highlights, the highlight, frankly, was the opening song, the opening and the closing songs, which were Dripping Tap and Gaia. But Dripping Tap's 18 minutes long, and Gaia's a little bit too heavy for what I'm going for today. So I'm going to pick another one of my highlights from the show, which was Iron Lung off of probably my second or third favorite Gizzard album, which is Ice, Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava. Came out last year, and frankly, it's what really spurred me to get super into the band. So it was fun to hear a couple songs from that album played. But yeah, this is Iron Lung. Buckle in. So it's a long one.
Thank you.
That was Iron Lung by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Absolutely love that song. Rest of the album is very much in the same vein. A lot of, like, you know, kind of blues heavy jam stuff. It's really good. I got one last song for y'all before I pass it off to whoever's next. Really, what I've been listening to a ton of in between the show, and I haven't gotten to play any of because of the theme shows for the last 3 weeks, is The Kinks. I absolutely love this band. They kind of, I won't say they came out of nowhere for me, but I, you know, I never held them in as high of regard as I do now. Been having Arthur and Village Green Preservation Society basically on repeat for about the last month. And this is the closing track from Arthur, one of my personal favorites by them. And after that, I'll hand it off and I will see you all next week. Hopefully you tune back in. This is Arthur off of Arthur. By the Kinks. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. And yeah, here you go. This is Harrison, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't you know it? Don't you know it?